Well, the last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead
Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead
Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. I can hear them say, won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. It's no place to play.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
I see you
rescue my way.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. I can hear them say, won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. It's no place to play.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. I see you rescue my way.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day two of a federal government shutdown. Lawmakers not in session today due to the Jewish holiday and are back tomorrow to vote again on a stopgap measure. Some 750,000 federal workers are furloughed. Members of the military not deemed essential may not get paid until later, putting more pressure on households.
Food banks, for example, are preparing to answer new appeals for help in the face of already heavy demand.
Really, during the first 2 weeks after that first paycheck is missed is where we'll start to see folks line up for support.
Sari Votsky heads the Central Texas Food Bank in an area where 76,000 federal, civilian, and military personnel live, including soldiers at the sprawling Fort Hood Army Post. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The UK's prime minister denouncing what he called a vile attack on Yom Kippur targeting Jewish congregants at a synagogue in Manchester. Two people were killed in the car ramming a knife attack. Police say the suspect also killed. Two others were arrested. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News. Car buyers interested in electric vehicle deals and government credits race to dealers in the final hours before they expired.
It's all about the electric vehicle tax credit of $7,500 that expired on the last day of September. Buyers flocked not just to Tesla showrooms, but EV dealerships of every brand. Tesla's 7% sales jump in the third quarter followed two quarters of steep declines as people were turned off by CEO Elon Musk's toe dip into right-wing politics right after President Trump was elected. Earlier this spring, Tesla sales had plunged 13% compared to 1 year earlier. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attorneys for Kilmar Abrego-Garcia have 30 days to appeal after an immigration judge yesterday denied a motion to reopen his immigration case. That according to a copy of the decision obtained by ABC News. Homeland Security in a post on X saying in part that Abrego-Garcia's removal status stands. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got a couple public meetings to tell you about tonight in Green Bay. If you'd like to add your voice to what happens to Green Bay's shoreline, now's your chance. Connect the Bay is holding a public engagement meeting tonight from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Connect the Bay is a landmark initiative to strengthen our community's natural defenses against flooding and coastal storms while expanding public recreation and enhancing habitat for local wildlife. One highlight is the creation of a boardwalk linking Bay Beach with a newly designed breakwater and gathering circle. The goal is to make the waterfront more enjoyable for everyone. Tonight's meeting gives people the chance to review conceptual designs at the 60% planning stage, ask questions directly of the project team, and provide feedback that will influence final restoration decisions. Organizers say community members' perspectives are essential in making sure the project reflects local needs and vision for Green Bay's shoreline. The location for tonight's meeting is at The View at Paradise North Distillery, 101 Bay Beach Road. Again, it's from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Also tonight, local alders want to hear from you about Green Bay's 2026 budget. What are your priorities? Do you have any concerns? Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 will host a public listening session tonight at Preble Park at 5:30. Organizers say it's a chance for residents to say how they want their money spent before the formal budget development process begins in spring. No formal presentation is planned, just an open dialogue between the community and their elected representatives. There are other listening sessions planned, so all Green Bay residents can offer their input on the budget, and we will share those details as soon as they become available. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southerly breeze with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Mostly clear upper 50s for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies, could have some records tied or broken with highs in the mid-80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, A brand new go for the green and gold multi-state texto in keyword is right now on 97.9 WGBW. It is Bill, B-I-L-L. We're not going to hand you a bill. We're going to hand you $200 in cash and a gold necklace. If you're our daily winner, Bill is your keyword. Text Bill through that Civic Media app, B-I-L-L. You'll text through WGBW on the free-to-download Civic Media app, and good luck to you. Bill is your keyword.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make true. Yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
In Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. One, two, three.
today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Always a fun time to be with you on a beautiful afternoon in Green Bay. And if you happen to be with us also on a beautiful evening in Green Bay, anytime between 6 and 8 o'clock, and you find yourself on the north end of Washington Street, that's where our studios are. And from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba is having his nightlight show inside those studios. And it has become a thing, and I love it so much, where he takes pictures of people in his nightlight window walking by, and then you're a big time celebrity. So if you happen to be there tonight or anytime next week, make sure to really, you know, gawk in like we're zoo animals in here. And you might just find yourself on the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba Facebook page. Join him every single night starting at 6. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast at WGBW.FM.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, to the Ashwaubenon PAC on South Ridge Road, Friday, October 3rd. Hear the music of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, performed live at the Ashwaubenon PAC by Sean Altman and Jack Sculler. Wake up, Little Susie.
Wake up, Little Susie, wake up.
All I have to do is dream. Bye bye, love. Kathy's Clown.
Here he comes. That's Kathy's Clown.
Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed you.
And more. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org. The Everly Set.
I've got my pride and I know how to hide.
A celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon PAC, October 3rd, with 97.9 WGBW.
is hard to do. I mean, is it? I don't know. Sometimes it's better just to rip that Band-Aid off and be like, nah, this is not working. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I have had a lot of disastrous relationships, so maybe I am not the person to follow for dating advice. Although, do as I say, not as I do. Maybe that's the way to approach it. Good luck anyway.
Drop yourself in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, now listen while I play my green tambourine.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's another push in Wisconsin to legalize medical marijuana. It's being led by three Republican lawmakers who will need to convince members of their own party to support the legislation after several previous attempts to pass it dating back to 2019 failed. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relatives. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use. Goodall died of natural causes while in California, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relative. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Her research would continue for the next six decades. Goodall died of natural causes while in California on a speaking tour of the United States, according to the institute she founded. Jane Goodall was 91 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Thursday afternoon at a southerly breeze with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Mostly clear upper 50s for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies, could have some records tied or broken with highs in the mid-80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Just my imagination.
7.9 WGBW as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. It continues where you can text in the keywords through that Civic Media app with WGBW. And this hour's keyword for 1 o'clock, it's Bill. B-I-L-L. Text that. You have until 2 to text Bill through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
By magician. Dude.
on 97.9 WGBW. Start your day with Dan Marcus and listen all day long.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
For you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fared that stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
shows at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Mr. Bojangles, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 at WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Oh, I love fall as much as the next gal, and I love this. Fall Fest is going on this weekend on Saturday at Light Park, and I would say put on your flannel shirt and look all cozy because it's fall, but you'll sweat to death because it's summertime weather, but it's fall. So Fall Fest has the horse-drawn hay rides, the petting zoo, the inflatables, vintage cars, something for everybody, family-friendly, but dress for summer. And enjoy Fall Fest and get more info on Fall Fest on our community calendar link at WGBW.fm.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you gotta do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.fm and click events.
We'll be right back.
Christmas. It's 97.9 WGBW. Again, real quick, don't forget the Go for the Green and Gold 1 o'clock keyword for our multi-state text to win contest is Bill, B-I-L-L. Text it before it's too late through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
WGBW. This is the music you listen to in bed on the transistor radio you snuck under the covers. Well, sure, Mom and Dad knew.
Yeah. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Oregon. President Trump sending them to Portland, he says, to help support ICE agents and U.S. government personnel. ABC's Ann Flaherty has more.
The White House earlier this week, they issued this order to, quote, crush what they called violent radical left terrorism. And, you know, when Trump is talking about this, what he calls an invasion from within, I mean, what we're talking about is the use of U.S. military force against citizens. Now, I do want to just point out here, though, when you talk to the Guard officials, they say that's not what we're planning. We are planning to stay within the bounds of the law.
Oregon's attorney general has filed a lawsuit challenging the president's order. 750,000 civilian workers furloughed in the government shutdown on day two. Millions of others, including the military and TSA workers, are on the job without pay. Congress not in session today due to the Yom Kippur holiday. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News. In New Jersey, a community is mourning the death of two teens killed this week as they rode an e-bike back from a school event. First believed to be an accident, now another teen has been charged with their murders.
Prosecutors say 17-year-old Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas were